Wendigo by Molly Coyle, performed by Lauren Ezzo. The devil visited Constance. He often appeared at the last wisps of twilight, before the black of night swallowed the deep blue of the fading sunset. His woody scent moved from the shadows of the barn into Constance's periphery, rough fingers gently teasing the downy hair at the nape of her neck. Constance sat up, not daring to look behind her. She had made that mistake once. Every Sabbath, for as far back as Constance could remember, Reverend Smith warned the tiny village to remain vigilant of Satan in disguise. 3 years ago, on a particularly hot Sunday, he focused on the youth of the congregation, tearing their flesh apart with his eyes as he espoused the myriad of tortures inflicted in hell. The usually wretched young boys sitting on the pulpit steps had ceased their wriggling as they listened with unwavering attention. Somewhere between the burning threats of the minister and the sweltering inferno of the meeting house, Constance choked on an inhale of breath, and a soft cough passed through her lips. Reverend Smith only flicked his eyes at her for a moment, though, before moving on to the older teens sitting in the lofts. Constance glanced at the men's pews, where her father's gaze met her own. She offered him a silent apology and slumped slightly further into the space between her younger sisters. That night was the first night the devil came to visit. Constance had finished locking the chickens in their coop when a hand rested gently upon her shoulder. She jumped at the contact, but quickly relaxed when a familiar face greeted her. She told him that she was almost finished. She needed only to fetch her lantern from the wall. Kind hands turned unforgiving as Constance's back met the musty straw of the barn floor. Her stomach clenched at the strange treatment, and she wondered if she was to be punished for interrupting the sermon. Then, the lights went out, and a great heaviness fell upon her. Pain tore through her from the bottom up. She cried out to God for protection, but the devil covered her mouth with his hand and lay upon her until all innocence had perished. The next day, Constance limped gingerly from the river after washing away her misdeeds. With watery eyes, she tempted the chickens from their broods with cornmeal. One of the nests had hatched in the night. Constance picked up a chick, holding it to her face where it peeped soothingly against her skin. One hot tear after another baptized the chick with confessions of her wickedness. Then, a thick numbness settled over Constance. The world went mute, except for a faint, high-pitched buzz, not dissimilar to the sound of a mosquito. She moved slowly, watching the world turn around her. Her fingers swirled around the fragile creature's head. Once, twice, three times before she pinched it tightly and twisted. The sharp snap of vertebrae ended the trance. When she looked at the lifeless body in her hand, Constance felt only empty. The next month, it was a mouse, its plump, gray body crushed beneath the leather sole of her shoe. Then a baby squirrel, searching for its far-off nest, only to meet the pointy end of a whittled stick. Constance preferred toads and frogs when she could find them. Amphibians, with their soft flesh and malleable skeletons burst like boils without much effort. Constance watched, unperturbed as the gore dripped across her knuckles and back into the water. It should be enough, but it wasn't. It took another year before Constance killed anything larger than a hen. Feral instincts overtook her body as she smothered a tabby cat by the river. A shrill sound raged through her ears, commanding her to hold fast until the animal lay limp against the reeds. Still unsated, Constance wept with frustration into lifeless, silky fur. There was a word for her. An Indian legend whispered chillingly between youths. Wendigo. Constance shivered the first time she tested out the word, mouthing it delicately as a prayer as she hurled freshly laid eggs against a tree. The mystical fusion of ancient syllables and fresh blood awakened a dormant and terrifying power within the young woman. Death no longer frightened her. Then the devil called. He carefully pushed her belly onto the hay. Constance whined softly as he continued with the routine, covering her lips with his palm to mute her. She mouthed her word against salty flesh. Wendigo. The devil shuddered. With each thrust, Constance's teeth pushed against his palm. The world buzzed with the faint ringing of a high-pitched note. A metallic taste landed on her tongue as Constance's teeth punctured the surface of his skin. The devil moaned. She sucked hard at his palm, suddenly filled with insatiable hunger. Wendigo. Constance rolled over. She stared at the devil, taking in the deep wrinkles of his face. Wrinkles that doubled when he'd smiled at her birthday and crinkled with sorrow as he watched England grow smaller from the stern of the ship. His eyes held hers cautiously, and he began to move again. Constance threw her head back and growled as the piercing note crescendoed past tolerability. Wendigo. Faster, harder. Constance gripped the devil's shirt with white knuckles. Wendigo. She transformed. Her muscles ripped. Bones snapped. Her back arched abruptly and her head snapped forward with such velocity that the devil's head broke open in the front. He sat back. She lunged at the crimson waterfall pulsing from his crown. With a flattened tongue, she took one long taste before opening her mouth and latching onto his throat. His limbs flailed desperately as he tried to fight her off, but Constance held firm, tearing and slashing until the world was red and still. In the last wisps of twilight, before the black of night swallowed the deep blue of the fading sunset, Constance licked the blood of the devil from her